Bessie's Front Porch features community members reading children's books to spur dialogue on race relations. The digital series from the Bessie Smith Cultural Center here in Chattanooga debuted last year, and it is back every day online throughout February for Black History Month. Here's an excerpt of Elijah Cameron reading Hammering for Freedom by Rita Lorraine Hubbard.
This book is about a slave who lived in Winchester, Tennessee, or was born in Winchester, Tennessee, and he became famous for his work as a blacksmith. One starry night in 1810, William Bill Lewis was born on a plantation in Winchester, Tennessee. Bill and his family were enslaved and worked long, grueling days in Colonel Lewis' fields. Each evening after the sun had disappeared and had taken all the color with it, Bill and his mother, aunt, brothers, and sister returned to their little cabin, exhausted. Bill watched his mother, Jenny, droop like a withered flower and lower herself onto a rickety stool to rest. He stood close to comfort her and wished he could do more. As soon as Bill was old enough to grip a hammer, Colonel Lewis decided that the young boy should be a blacksmith. Bill put away tools, swept ashes, hauled coal, and water. Later, he learned to fit hinge joints together, make and repair tools, and work with fire. Bill had not asked to become a blacksmith, but he was very good at it. People paid Colonel Lewis to help Bill fix their broken things. He earned so much money fixing old tools and creating new ones that Colonel Lewis let Bill keep a little money for himself. That was unheard of back in those days. As Bill's stacks of coins grew, so did his hopes and dreams. Each coin he saved brought him closer to purchasing his freedom. Once he was free, he could spend his money on whatever he wanted. And what he wanted was to free his family. Year after year, Bill hammered steel, forged tools, and saved a few coins he was allowed to keep. When he was in his 20s, he married a kind woman named Jane. And a few years later, they had a son named Eldridge. As Bill settled his plump, squirming baby in the crook of his arm, he felt a new weight of responsibility. He would have to work longer and harder if he was going to change his family circumstances. Bill had been doing more than saving all these years. He had also been planning. He knew slave owners often rented out enslaved men and women to make extra money. So Bill decided to ask Colonel Lewis to let him rent himself. If the colonel agreed, Bill's time would be his own and to work day and night, as many hours as he could stand, until he saved enough money to free not only Jane and Eldridge, but also his mother, aunt, brothers, and sisters. Colonel Lewis thought carefully about his proposal. He had one condition.
Watch the entire readings from Bessie's Front Porch on the Facebook page and YouTube channel for the Bessie Smith Cultural Center. New readings appear online on Fridays.